It's not okay to make an excuse.
Losers always have an excuse.
Take the plunge and go for it.
It takes a lot of courage.
Getting out of your comfort zone is massively important.
Above all, belief.
Making excuses is just another reason why you're not going to succeed. You know, it's not a valid reason unless you can't physically enable yourself to train. I.e., you've got, you know, even having no legs, no arms. You know, we've seen all these wonderful stories of people, not wonderful, but they've gone through trauma and they've kind of overcome that and they're very successful in what they do. So I wouldn't say I don't like it. I just don't agree with people making excuses, because we're from a society now, I think, that an excuse is okay. You know, we've accepted it. Like, let's make an excuse why we can't do it. It's not okay to make an excuse because, you know, I've got not enough time. There's not enough hours in the day to this. I don't like this food. I don't like this. We shouldn't be saying that's okay to make those type of excuses. Let's not make the excuses. Let's kind of man up and kind of just move on and get on and do better for ourselves. And again, yeah, I've never tried to make any excuses. And if I do rubbish in a show, I kind of mess up. I've got to hold myself accountable. There's not any reason, you know, it's not the referee's fault. It's not my coaches, the nutritionist. It's down to me. If I haven't kind of lived up to my end of the bargain, then that's the reason why I've kind of not performed fully. And I think a lot of people should try and hold themselves a bit more accountable. I think self-improvement and self-worth, you'd feel so much better if you just kind of held yourself accountable a lot more in life.
Don't stop because of failures. Don't quit because it is getting hard. Success comes at a price, and you must be willing to pay it.
Yeah, I've always kind of said, I mean, like going through school, the thing that stuck up to me is like a teacher said, oh, you're not going to do nothing. And that kind of stuck with me because, you know, a lot of people with additional needs, you know, if someone says that, they'll believe it. And I believed that for a long, long time. So I just think you need to kind of keep around positive people. You know, whatever you want to do, whatever goal you want to set, if it's the biggest goal, smallest goals, just go out and smash it. Because, you know, I'm an example of it, you know, and I've proved hundreds and hundreds of people wrong. And that's what kind of I'm wanting a lot of other people to do. And that's what I'm trying to show people, that, you know, just because I've got Asperger's doesn't mean I'm going to sit back and not achieve goals. You know, I want to be the best in the world, and I'm going to be the best in the world. So, yeah, I just think have a positive attitude to everything you do, and just be around positive people, and you'll get far in life with those two things.
You know, some people, if you allow that self-doubt to ruin your dreams, you're never going to get anywhere in life. But the thing is, as long as you're passionate enough, as long as you're coming from the heart and not from the head, and your motivation is pure passion for what you believe in, no one can stop you.
Strong mindset will take you as far as you want to go in life. I think everyone who wants success, they have to do the hard work. Some people try and find a shortcut, but you should never want to try and find a shortcut. Hard work should always be like the main thing, and you should enjoy how hard you've got to work as well to get there, because it just makes it that much sweeter in the end.
Stop blaming others. Stop blaming people for the reasons you find yourself in now. Stop blaming your situation. Stop blaming your parents. Stop blaming the government. Stop blaming your genetic. Stop blaming everybody else. The only person you can truly blame is you, because you are the only person who can get yourself out of it.
I would just say, you know, take the plunge and go for it. I mean, like, you sacrifice your job. If you're that serious about it, sacrifice your job, you know. Sacrifice doing nights out, you know, and just get yourself a coach, get yourself a nutritionist, and literally go for it. You got things to fall back on. If you're young enough, you know, like myself, if this failed, I have stuff to fall back on. But I think just take the plunge, and 100%, just if you want to do it, just go for it. You know, that's my attitude. Thanks.
It takes a lot of motivation. It takes a lot of courage, and it takes, above all, belief.
I don't want to be one of those guys in 15 years in the pub saying, ah, well, I could have done that. I could have done this, I could have done that. I would hate myself if I turned into one of those people that could have, you know, I could have, should have done it. It's not something who I am. I've not been brought up like that. I've been brought up to, you know, put in the work and get the rewards. That's how I see myself, so.
I don't want to be like the nearly guy. I said I want to get that level and I want to be the one that is getting in the ring knowing I'm going to win at that level. I don't want to be fighting these guys thinking, oh, am I good enough or not? I want to get in there and know.
You need to do the hard path. You know, you can't just have it easy. You know, if it was easy, everyone would do it. And to kind of be the best in like the world, you kind of have to, you know, go places where no one's going to go, take your body to places no one's going to go, because at the end of the day, you can only kind of, the good thing about sport is you've only got yourself to blame if you don't do things good. So I think the hard path is the best path to do, you know, so mentally, physically gets you ready, you know, everything's just dialing. And yeah, the hard path for me, I probably should have took the easy path, but yeah, the hard path has helped me 100%.
The getting out of your comfort zone is massively important. And again, that comes down to the same thing as obsession. I think you can't just be comfortable in what you're doing. You need to be out of your comfort zone.
That's how people live their lives. They're not prepared to step into that discomfort, knowing that on the other side of that is the long-term gain. The way we're wired, and this is the way people operate basically, is everyone's taking short-term comfort, whether that's drugs, drink, relationships, job choices, all the choices they make knowing that there's a level of comfort there. And if you want to achieve anything in life, if you want to achieve success at work, success in any aspect of your life, you need to take short-term discomfort for long-term gain.
I just don't think about it, just do it. You know, it's if you find your passion in anything, you know, it could be baking, it could be drawing, writing, whatever. It's find that passion and just don't let it go. Don't have that plan B, you know. That's what I had for so long. So Strongman was just a hobby, you know. Even though we were making some money and it was growing and stuff, it was just a hobby. So I thought, well, you know, I'll do the offshore thing, I'll maybe do a bit more of the Strongman, but I always had that plan B to go back in the rigs. So now I'm done. There's no plan B, C, D. It's only one thing, and that's Strongman.
You know, don't give up on your life. Always, just always achieve your goals, what you set up to do, and just kind of, you know, try and make the hard times as easy as possible in your head as you can be. You know, and always, if you're not sure of things, ask questions, and don't ever hesitate to kind of, you know, ask the question twice, three times. You know, no one's going to think you're stupid. Just always, just if you're not sure, just do it, and just attack life like you're there to live it, you know, and just live your life to fullest. That's all I have to say. So yeah,
your life is just so fragile. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so treat each day like it's your last day, and that's what I've been doing, I think, for the last little while. And it's you enjoy life a lot more doing it that way, I think.
Our lives are a product of our imagination. We can create the life that we want if we believe in it, if we visualise it. So for me, you know, when I do that, I'm planting what I want, the goal that I want, in my subconscious. You would then subconsciously take decisions and make decisions and take actions that reflect your goal.
If you want the easy life, then fine, man. It's not going to be rewarding. You know, doing something easy, you get little reward from it. Doing something hard and succeeding at it, doing a marathon, climbing Mount Everest, lifting 500 kilos, putting 230 kilos above your head, those are extremely hard things to do, but the reward is never ending. You know, making that historic lift, the historic whatever it is never ending. You know, so for Tom and I, strongest brothers in history, first brothers in history to ever make the World's Strongest Man final, that's never ending. I can boast about that forever. And that was hard to do. That was 99.99999% of people will never ever do that. And that's because too many people want the easy stuff. And they're happy with that, that's fine. But know that the harder way is always a bigger rewards. Nothing truer has ever been said. It's simple, you know, go down that. If you've got a path, easy path, hard path every time. Every time.